Right, well, Leon Wobshaw, it was a very busy last day for the Yorkshire sides on transfer deadline day. And first of all, Leeds United, they got a winger in, Jordan Bataka. Do you think he's what Leeds United needed?
Yeah, I've been very impressed by Leeds' business this window. It's a total sort of opposite to last year, when it was a rather more sort of scattergun, if you like, and a bit less sort of structured. And you know, I think Uwe Rosler identified areas he's wanted to improve the team, and this was a sort of last little bit in the jigsaw. I think by common consent, fans have been speaking about, you know, adding to the width options for a good while, and obviously Stuart Dallas has come in for a good option, but Bataka as well. I mean, he'll inject some pace and a bit of trickery, and it sounds like he's can be a bit of a crowd favourite. So it's a nice way to finish a very structured and well-organised summer of business at Leeds.
It has to be said, last year it was chaos. This year it's been a case they looked for a big striker, they got Chris Wood, they looked for width, they've got width, and really every signing made sense.
Yeah, they seem to have covered the bases, don't they? I mean, obviously they've got Sol Bamba in, he's the sort of defensive leader that many would say they lacked at times last season. They've got a decent backup option for Silvestri in Ross Turnbull. He signed a stronghold in midfield on loan, but with a view to a permanent Tom Adeyemi. Dallas has provided width as well, and obviously the centre forward in Wood, you know, will hopefully be the man to sort of score 20 goals and push Leeds on from the sort of top 10 into that sort of playoff bracket. So very good summer of business. And don't forget also that the sort of family silver is still here as well, isn't it, in the shape of Lewis Cook, Alex Mowat, and Sam Byram. And looking at the midfield especially, it looks one of the strongest in the division, and there's justifiable optimism at Leeds.
You've spoken about the midfield, going on to another Yorkshire side, and that is Huddersfield Town, and they'll be disappointed that they've lost Jacob Butterfield.
Yeah, he was sort of a bit of a talisman for them last season, wasn't he? You know, good range of passing, can score goals, and I think it was one of those when Adam Clayton left, he was a loss for Town when he went to Middlesbrough, but Butterfield came in, and he helped compensate, didn't he? And you got to factor in as well that Connor Cody left, and Alex Smithers as well, and now Butterfield. And that's three big players that Town have lost from last season, and I think it's fair to say they haven't sort of been replaced with like-for-like signings. It's always difficult when you lose a player that late in the window, isn't it? Trying to bring a like-for-like replacement, and it's pretty much a seller's market, and there's one or two signs of discomfort among Huddersfield fans. I think it was a case of if you did sell Butterfield, then at least bring in a decent replacement. And looking at the Town's squad, it doesn't look a ready-made replacement, does it? I know they signed Emir Hughes on loan from Wigan, but he's still a few weeks away from fitness with an injury, and maybe he can sort of try and fill the void. But Town do look a little bit light, and I'd venture that they might be looking at the emergency loan window when it opens next Wednesday.
They did bring someone in Jamie Patterson, obviously not the mould of a Butterfield, and a winger as well, but someone who has got a lot of potential.
Yeah, he's shown good signs, hasn't he, at Walsall and Nottingham Forest, and I think he has generally got a bit of promise. He's been linked with a few clubs in the past, and maybe he can help soften the blow. But I do sort of harken back to last year when Clayton and Oliver Norwood did go, the club brought in and spent money on Connor Cody and Butterfield as replacements. And sometimes it can be a gamble with loans, and I know sometimes we prefer sort of permanent signings, but there's no doubt that Patterson has got has got potential, and Hughes as well, but we'll need to come good.
And looking at another side in Hull, there was that expectancy that they were going to maybe lose a few more than they did yesterday. In the end, they only lost Jelovic, and not really surprised that he's gone to West Ham.
No, I mean, obviously there's a lot of players still on big money at Hull. They had a 30% sort of wage pay cut clause following relegation, but Jelovic was still on £30,000 a week, so you know, it's even with a cut, it's still substantial money. And I think the smart money was always on him going somewhere in the Premiership in the window. So that was one that wasn't too surprising. But I know that Steve Bruce was pretty keen and to keep the likes of El Mohammadi and Michael Dawson as well, who's, you know, a defensive leader that Hull have lacked. And him and Curtis Davis were probably as good as anything in that division in terms of centre-back pairings. And there was some interesting, mooted interesting Dawson from Bournemouth. So they managed to keep him and kept Tom Huddleston as well and Mo Diarmi, who should be good, you know, more than good players at this level. So I think there'll be a bit of a sigh of relief from Steve Bruce at 6 o'clock last night. And he also did a bit of business as well, bringing in Adama Diomaye from Norwegian football. A bit of an unproven quantity, at, obviously, over in England, but he's got a good goals record in Scandinavia, so he should mitigate a little bit for the loss of Jelovic. And Abel Hernandez still there as well, and I know Bruce has spoke quite well of him, and his hopes that he can, you know, score a few goals at a Championship level. So it could certainly have been a lot worse for Hull. I think they'll be fairly happy in the round with their business. They've also brought in the likes of Moses Odebeje, who spent £3.5 million on him. Brought in Sam Clucas from Chesterfield. So they've spent a little bit of money, probably about the 5-6 million mark, but they've recruited about £25 million as well to sort of soften the blow from relegation, the likes of Jamie Chester going and Robbie Brady. So I think a decent window for Hull, it could have been a lot worse.
And finally, looking at Sheffield Wednesday and the signing which looked like it was going to happen, which was Gary Hooper, in the end it hasn't. And there are rumours and reports that it's because he wasn't given a box. He's actually just tweeted saying it's not true. But it looks like that could be a deal which could be resurrected when the loan window opens again.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, it opens in 7 days' time, the emergency loan window. So I wouldn't be surprised if Wednesday did go for a high-profile, you know, forward on loan. But a busy old summer at Hillsborough, isn't it? 15 signings coming in. Quite a few unproven ones at Championship level, but not without sort of talent on the continent, the likes of Lucas, Giao and Marco Matthias. I mean, everyone knows he's won the goal at Leeds United, so he's obviously got talent in his locker. But they've also signed some players who are proven at this level, in the likes of Forestieri and Lewis McGugan. I think it'll probably take a little bit of time for them to gel, maybe, and the break's probably come at a good time in that respect. But they could look at some decent business Wednesday, and there's obviously sort of money still left over to sort of delve into the emergency loan window, and obviously January as well. It'll be fascinating to see how they all gel. I think there are some little similarities with the recruitment at Leeds last summer. A lot of players unproven at this level, but to be fair to Leeds, the likes of Antonucci and Silvestri. And Belushi worked to some degree, and I think Wednesday will be hoping that you know, some of their foreign brigade can sort of make a consistent start to Championship life. And like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if they enter the low market as well.
And Leon, then, looking at the Yorkshire sides, who do you think will be the happiest with their business during the whole window?
I think you've got to put Leeds right up there. I mean, it's been a total sort of polar opposite, if you like, to the sort of strategy last summer, when it was a bit like pin the tail on the donkey. There was all sorts of players who you've not heard of from foreign football coming in. As I said, one or two worked, but for everyone that worked, you know, one or two arguably didn't. You know, I think the biggest case in point being Adrian. So it's been a lot more structured and considered at Leeds. And, you know, perhaps no coincidence that, you know, Adam Pearson's in situ there, who's got a vast amount of experience, and he seems to have been working well with Massimo Colino and the head coach, Uwe Rosler. So a good window for Leeds. I think Hull as well, you know, like I've said, they've managed to keep all of the main players they wanted to keep. They've added a little bit to the squad, and have, you know, they're in a fair place after the first month of the season, obviously 10 points from the first 5 games as well. Barnsley have done some decent business. Sheffield Wednesday have brought numbers in. I think it's been solid at Bradford and Bradford and Barnsley and Doncaster Rovers. Could have been a bit better, I would suggest, for Rotherham and Huddersfield Town. But all in all, quite a few Yorkshire sides can be fairly happy with the business.